The traction slide is the most scrutinized part of your pitch deck. DocSend's eye-tracking study of 200-plus venture investors found they spend nearly 2.5 minutes on the traction slide, longer than any other slide, including financials. When investors say they skip the team slide in 30 seconds but camp out on traction, that's where your company lives or dies. But most traction slide advice assumes you have meaningful revenue. At seed stage, most founders don't. You're raising before product market fit, before $10,000 MRR, often before launch. A generic show your hockey stick growth chart recommendation is useless when your chart has 3 data points and the slope is barely positive. What counts as traction at your stage depends entirely on where you are in your journey. The most successful seed decks understood this intuitively. Related, the complete guide to building a pitch deck. The investor's mental model for traction. Investors read traction slides looking for one thing: evidence that demand exists and is accelerating. They're not looking for a billion-dollar valuation signal. They're looking for a pattern they can extrapolate. The variables they're evaluating are the same regardless of your stage. Signal, what it proves, strong example. Growth rate, demand is accelerating, buffer, 11% wow growth on $5,000 MRR. Retention, product is sticky, front, 95% monthly retention. Revenue trajectory, business model works, Airbnb, $2,500 per week revenue, up from zero. Engagement, users actually use it, Uber, 70% satisfaction, 8-minute average wait. Customer names, real people pay, front, buffer, seed, 2011. Slide 5, titled Traction. The headline number, $5,000 MRR in 3 months. Below it, a line chart showing MRR growth from $0 to $5,000 over 6 months, paired with the phrase growing 11% week over week. Right below that, 92% monthly retention. Three numbers, one chart, one story, we're growing fast and people stick. Airbnb, YC Demo Day, 2009. No explicit traction slide. Instead, they embedded their traction into the business model slide. A bar chart showed weekly bookings growing from 0 to 800 plus. Below it, 10,000 plus nights booked and 18% of users have booked again. The retention number was the real signal, not total bookings, but the fact that users came back. Front, seed, 2014. A clean MRR growth curve over 12 months showing exponential trajectory. Headline, $30,000 MRR, 9 months post-launch. Secondary, 200-plus companies including Box, Stripe, Shopify with their logos. Customer logos served as both traction proof and social proof simultaneously. Uber, Series A, 2011. Early traction and user stats, 5,000-plus rides completed, $1,000-plus revenue per day, doubling every month. They showed operational metrics, 8-minute average wait time, 70% satisfaction rate, because their product was marketplace liquidity, not SaaS metrics. Deck year headline metric, growth signal, retention signal. Buffer, 2011, $5,000 MRR, 11% wow, 92% monthly retention. Airbnb, 2009, 10,000 nights booked, bar chart, 0,800 week, 18% rebook rate. Front, 2014, $30,000 MRR, exponential curve, 95% monthly. Uber, 2011, 5,000 rides completed, doubling monthly, 70% satisfaction. Mint.com, 2007, 1M plus users, 200% MOM growth. The pattern across all five, one headline number that establishes scale, a growth rate that shows acceleration, and a retention or quality metric that proves the growth isn't fake. How to build your traction slide at seed stage. Your traction slide structure depends on what you have. Three scenarios cover most seed stage companies. Scenario 1. You have revenue, $1,000 to $10,000 MRR. Lead with the number and the growth rate. Format, $X MRR times growing Y% MOM. Below it, a simple line chart, monthly revenue for the last 6 to 12 months. Log scale, if the growth is exponential, it probably isn't yet at $5,000 MRR, so linear is fine. Include a retention metric to the side, monthly retention, cohort retention, or NRR. What matters most is the trajectory. Jason Lemkin of SARSTR has said publicly that $2,000 MRR with 100% MOM growth is a stronger signal than $50,000 MRR with 5% growth. Early stage is about velocity, not absolute scale. Scenario 2. You have users but no revenue. If you're pre-revenue but have a waitlist, beta users, or engagement metrics, lead with those. A waitlist of 10,000 signups in 3 weeks backed by an 18% conversion rate to paid is a valid traction story. Show the waitlist growth as a daily or weekly chart. Product Hunt launch results. GitHub stars. DAU-MAU ratios. NPS scores. Letters of intent from potential customers. All of these are traction signals, and all of them have appeared in funded seed decks. The key is showing acceleration in any signal you present, along with the volume. 10,000 total users is weak. 10,000 users in 3 weeks, growing 30% week over week is strong. Scenario 3, you have nothing, pre-launch. This is the hardest scenario, and it's where most founders reading this are. If you have zero users, zero revenue, and zero waitlist, your traction slide needs to show something else. Evidence that your understanding of the problem is so deep that the market will respond. Pilot agreements with named companies. Letters of intent with expected revenue. Advisor commitments from industry experts. Customer development interviews that revealed a painful, urgent problem. Anything that shows you've done the work and the market has validated your thesis. YC's advice on this is blunt. If you have no traction of any kind, don't try to fake it or hide it. Instead, focus the entire deck on why you're the right person to solve a massive problem and why now is the moment. Some of the best companies raised their first money with no traction at all, they just told a compelling enough story about why it was inevitable. Related, market sizing, how to present TAM, SAM, and SOM. What not to do. The common mistakes on traction slides are well documented and consistently fatal. Mistake, why it's fatal, what to do instead. Showing total users without growth, absolute numbers are static, investors need rate of change, put growth rate next to every absolute number. Decimal points on small numbers, $1,234.56 looks insignificant, $1,200 looks intentional, round to nearest meaningful increment. Inconsistent timescales, switching from weekly to monthly looks like manipulation, use consistent time intervals. Hiding churn or retention, every investor asks about retention, being unprepared is worse than showing bad numbers. Show retention even if imperfect. Drowning in metrics, one clear story beats a dashboard of noise, pick 3 metrics max. Faking it, investors will call your top customers, never lie, the truth will surface. The last one is the most important. Investors at seed stage have a high tolerance for small numbers. They have zero tolerance for dishonesty. If your traction slide says 10,000 users but those users are your mom and her book club, the trust you lose will follow you beyond this round. The one slide template. If you need a starting point, this structure has raised money across hundreds of seed rounds. 3 numbers. 1 chart. 3 names. That's all the traction slide needs to do. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.